It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
High school basketball again tonight on a Wednesday. This is a makeup game that was snowed out. It's a district contest that will be played this evening. Hi, I'm Joel Bennett. Along with me, Bobby Baldwin. We are at Paris High School, and it'll be GRC girls getting things underway, and the boys will follow. The Cardinal girls coming in here with a 20 win and only two-loss record. They are, according to whatever polling you're looking at, they could be ranked anywhere from number two in the state all the way up to number three, or let's just suffice to say they've got a very solid club. They're coming in here trying to bounce back after only their second loss, and they get ready to take on Paris High School. And Paris, coached here by Aaron Speaks, a guy that has a history with Coach Graham, and Bobby Baldwin with me. Bobby, you've got your orange and black on, showing your respect for Paris here tonight, as you have some love for him.
Oh, yes. Went to school here early on and certainly enjoyed this community and so forth, and had a little discussion with athletic director Mr. Barr here a few minutes ago, and he says, hey, he said, we're just going to try to survive this one. He said, when you're playing 7th and 8th graders, he said, we're going to be okay, but we may not be okay this year.
Yeah, well, he's got something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
Then. You're trying to groom some players. And, again, Paris High School, Paris, the last time they beat GRC had been some time back. Of the 8 seasons that Coach Aaron Speak has coached, 6 seasons, he's had a winning record. One time he was a district runner-up. He's got won 65% of his ball games. Last year, 19-9 overall, 9-6 in the region. He's 2-15 versus GRC, but like I said, he's won here, and the schedule is good. He's a Class A school, and they get a favorable schedule. Only 222 students in this high school, and when you put them against Class A, they can not only compete, they win.
Well, they can, and if I'm not mistaken, they're coming off of a victory.
Yes, they are.
They are. So they went from 2-14 to 3-14, and be it as it is, that's got to give them a little bit of confidence going into this encounter, where they are heavy underdogs. But GRC, as you alluded to earlier, needs to bounce back from a game in which the coaches told me they kind of reverted back a little bit, unfortunately, and yet with all the problems that they had, lost by a mere 3 points to a highly ranked team. So there.
Yeah, and I looked at that shooting percentage, Bobby, that the Cardinal girls had in that ball game against Butler High School, and it was like 32.5%, and they got plenty of shots, just didn't make many.
Well, and they gave up 50%, and one of the assistants told me 50%, a lot of layups, but when you shoot 50 from 3, that means you're hitting from the outside also. And given all of that and the fact that Kanaya got in early foul trouble, and they had 2 big kids, we're talking about the Louisville Butler team, to almost survive that, losing, 61
yeah.
to 58,
right, right.
Shows me that that they were competitive, but they weren't truly on the page that Coach Graham wanted them to be. team-wise, and so this is a bounce-back opportunity for the GRC girls.
Well, and Butler, no, hey, listen, that's a tough club. They're ranked number 11th in the Lexington rankings as far as a girls' top 25. They're ranked number 11. When you look at the RPI rankings, they check in here at number 14, so they're in the top 6 region, and they always have a very good team to put on the floor. But GRC, again, once you take Kanaya Jones off the floor with Sierra Byers gone, Kanaya's our big, and when she's not there, you are prone to inside play. We are 9 minutes away from tip-off, two-minute break. We'll be back after this.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we are here and at school for your family.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
The Cardinal girls basketball team still down on the floor going through a shoot around. Coach Graham on the sideline talking to his staff as we get ready to take on Paris High School. Paris and the Lady Hounds. They come in with a record of 4-14, as Bobby and I mentioned. I'm Joel Bennett. Paris comes in. They won their last game out. The Cardinal girls, they dropped one of their last games out, but GRC comes in with a 20-win, 2-loss record. Looking at how their players have played, you've got Kennedy Stamper leading the team with 11 points per game. Jaylene Green. Bobby, let's talk about Jaylene Green. Jaylene's one of these girls. She came in. She has played her way into being the first person off the bench. Could start for most other teams. During the month of January, she has averaged 14 points per game. She has hit double figures in her last 12 games. Right. She is just scoring at a torrid pace.
Torrid pace, very efficient offensively, a good defensive player, averaging 10.8 points a game, just a smidge below Kennedy Stamper, so she has elevated herself into being right at the top scorer, in addition to one of the better rebounders on the team.
Yeah, and it's not often you have your sixth person, first person coming off the bench that leads your club, that can be within a basket tonight, tying or leading your team in scoring. So her game has just got a lot of upside, and she's really taken off.
Well, it is, and I think Coach Graham's using her very efficiently because Coach Calipari uses Reed Shepard to come in off the bench and provide a spark. And you can certainly say the same for Jaylene because she has flat brought it for the past month, if not month and a half.
And we've got a young lady on our team that actually you got three players averaging right at 10 points per game. Mm-hmm. And Anaya Chestnut, one of their best three-point shooters, at 8 points per game. Again, the real hole in our lineup, the loss of Sierra Byers, All-State player. But these girls are really picking it up and averaging 67.5 points per game. And when you look at the Cardinal girls, another player that's in there, Kennedy Stamper, boy, I tell you what, we've seen some flashy plays with her. I think she's feeling good about her game. Coach Graham gives her the green light to run the team. As a eighth grader, she was in the state tournament grabbing 10 rebounds and scoring 11 points. I kind of like her flashy play, don't you? Bounce passes off the dribble, behind the back when they step up on her.
Absolutely, and even as a seventh grader, I remember 2 years ago in the state tournament, she made two or three threes in their loss, I think, to Sacred Heart in the second round. But she has shown early on in her career that she's a keeper.
And you look at T. Yeast that's in here, again, a newcomer to the Cardinal girls team, averaging right at 10 points per game. She brings good size and good athletic ability, and I want to say congratulations to T. Yeast. She made the list. She wasn't in the top 25, but she made the list for the Kentucky Sports Figure of the Year. That voting came in, Travis Perry of Lyon County won it. Reed Shepherd came in second. I mean, this is high school, college, professional, even some racehorses. And Donna Moyer, another person we know, Bobby, she did. She came into the top 15.
Well,
coach for Sacred Heart.
These basketball fillies, if you want to call them that, certainly have left their mark in.
Zakiya Johnson, yeah. She was a top 10, yeah.
Yeah, and she may very well be, again, a McDonald's All-American.
Sure.
She's a terrific player, one of three that Sacred Heart has. But
sure.
Irrespective of that, we've got a pretty good team right down here on the floor.
Sure do, and the Cardinal girls will be taking on Paris here shortly. Some of those games that took place last night, Campbell County, hey, they beat Notre Dame last night, 57-48. DuPont Manual blowout win over Presentation. Franklin Simpson, they held Butler County to 18 points, won that game by 50. Covington Holy Cross, the All-A state champion, they stomped Lloyd Memorial, held them to 18 points. Some other girls' games, finals, Meade County over Bullitt East by 9. Mercer County beat East Jessamine in a mighty way. Nicholas County over Harrison County doubled them up in that one. Pendleton County over Robertson County, 59-41. Sacred Heart, they beat Christian Academy of Louisville by 26. Scott High School, they beat Newport Central Catholic by 7, 47-40. Simon Kenton over Anderson County by 17. Southwestern beat district opponent Macquarie Central by 40. Well, we've got high school basketball coming your way. Again, this will be a doubleheader. Paris girls taking on GRC girls. Paris comes in 4-14. They won their last game out. Cardinal girls, they had a loss their last game out against Butler in the LIT. They look to bounce back. They have won 20 games on this season. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, more pregame to follow right here on WWKY.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
District opponents tonight, we get ready to tip it off. It's girls action, followed by the boys game. We're in Paris High School. Cardinal girls, 20-win season, 20-2 their record, taking on Paris High School at 4-14. Cardinal girls, they have a look to bounce back and start another winning streak, and they are 15-2. Coach Aaron Speaks, 2-15, against GRC since he's been at the helm. Robbie Graham in his eighth season. Aaron Speaks in his eighth season as he brings a Paris team in here that won 19 games last year. They get ready to take on GRC. We'll take another two-minute break when we come back. Tip-off, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here we go with the starting lineups for tonight's game. Let's go down on the court.
At 5 foot in, Junior, Tim Jones. Tania Jones. At guard, at 5 foot eight in, Senior, Akili Tabor. At guard, at 5 foot seven in, Sophomore, Anaya Jessler. At guard, at 5 foot eight in, Sophomore, T. Yee. And at guard, at 5 foot five is freshman Kennedy Stamper. And now, let's give it up for our Lady Hounds, our parents, assistant coaches Chelsea Tackett, Jessica Delicious, Derek Brooks, and Kelly Barr, and your head coaches Aaron Speaks. At forward, at 5 foot six in sophomore, number four, McKenna Field. At forward, at 5 foot eight in freshman, number 10, Molly Mason. At forward, at 5 foot nine in junior, number one, Oliver. At forward, at 6 foot junior, number 11, Brooklyn Wild. And then guard at 5 foot 6 junior, number 5, Tory Jumper. Officials are Mr. Andre Wim, Mr. Patrick Rugen, and Mr. Robert Gant. Our athletic trainers, Laura Gibson. On the clock is Steve Davis. And on the mic is L1C4.
We get ready for the tip-off here. The Cardinal girls wearing a red uniform, black numbers, black lettering, trimmed in white. They'll be moving right to left. Paris, very quaint gym, but a very clean one at that. It's very bright in here, and they're orange and white, and wearing the home white tonight.
Following a most animated intro.
Yeah. Ivan gives it to you.
He's got it for sure.
Tip controlled by Paris, and Corey Dunford will bring it up the floor as the official moves out of the way, and man-to-man by GRC. Dunford Dribbles off to the right wing, taken away by Anaya Chestnut in a foot race. Got to the rim, put it up, missed. Jones with a rebound follow. That won't go. Fight for the rebound. Chestnut got it back. Stamper with a ball fake, pull-up shot at the foul line. That's off the back iron, chasing it down. And it'll be out of bounds, and GRC will keep the basketball. Cardinal girls running a play out of bounds. They get it in to Kanaya Jones. Stamper comes around behind her, takes a handoff, top of the key, between the circle. Three-point shot by T. Yeast. That's missed. Rebound taken. Here comes Paris High School. Pull-up shot by Brooklyn White. That's off the back iron. McKeely Tabor with a rebound for GRC. Cardinal girls, three on two. Chestnut to Stamper. Didn't finish at the rim. White got the rebounded miss. She's coming out on the dribble. Angles off to the right side. No score in the first minute of play. Jones picks her up. Kanaya picking up Brooklyn White, who averages nearly 18 a game. Turned on the dribble. Tries to drive it right of the lane behind the back. Puts up a 10-footer and hit the shot.
Lady Hounds with the first basket of the game at the 6:50 mark.
Pass in the front court from Stamper to Yeast, and then kick it out to Chestnut. Looks over his shoulder, and Coach Graham up, calling the play. Chestnut between the circles, still dribbling. Screen down, pop out Stamper, right wing. She's got it. Offered a screen by Tabor. Takes it to the foul line. Jones passed up a shot, goes instead to Chestnut. Ball fake, baseline, tough angle, put it up and in. Little soft floater on the baseline.
And that makes them 1-for-6 at the start here, but the score knotted.
Pass in the backcourt. Here comes the pressure by GRC. McKeely Tabor got the steal. Quick pass ahead to Chestnut at the rim. She missed it short with a left-handed layup. With the ball, Mason has it. Defers to Dumfert, left side. Now they throw it back straight away. Kay Oliver throws it in the front court with the catch. Left wing driving in. Brooklyn White, 6 feet tall. Pull-up 10-footer. Missed it. Tabor with her second rebound. She had 9 rebounds in her last game. Front court to Chestnut. Stop and pop three. Missed badly. Rebounded there by Yeast. She is shoved under the basket on her putback follow and will go to the line. That foul on Oliver, her first, team first. And T. Yeast will go to the free throw line.
Lady Cards dominating the number of shots, but so far a little errant with their attempts.
Yeast, a good free throw shooter, 75% on the season, but this one in and out. She averages 10 points per ball game. And as I mentioned, she was on the ballot for the Kentucky Sports Figure of the Year for her track and field accomplishments. Pretty good basketball player, too. She rimmed out both free throws as Jalen Green comes in and Anaya Chestnut goes out. Coach Graham walking the sidelines as his team's in a tie game at 2-2.
She was pinched at the sidelines, out of bounds, but a foul called on one of the Lady Cards.
First on McKeely Tabor. Paris with the ball. Dumfert gathers herself and Jalen Green reaching, but Dumfert kept it alive, and then Stamper took it away. Kennedy Stamper, left side, driving in, layup, off the dribble, put it in. One motion, Bobby, off the dribble.
Got that left hand underneath it and just laid it in.
Flashy play as Stamper deflects the ball out of bounds. Coach speaks up telling his girls how to handle this press, and normally you want to break a press with the offense. You want to break it with a pass. Get it to the middle of the floor as soon as possible. Mason has it, throws it in the front court with the catch all the way down, and the pass sails out of bounds. Now they're going to say Tabor got a hand on it, so it'll be Paris ball underneath their goal. I thought maybe Fields touched it, but she let it go.
Well, the official right there.
Yeah, he was.
Right there. We couldn't determine from our vantage point.
Dumfert lob pass to White, left of the circle, looking and wants to go, puts a move on, and here Stamper got her second steal. Driving, looking, passing on the baseline, shot up and in by Green, assist by Stamper, and a timeout called by Paris High School. This will be a 30-second timeout as Jalen Green gets her first basket. We have a 6-2 lead for GRC. Played 3 minutes, back after this brief message.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
GRC with a press applied to Paris High School as Lady Hounds trying to get the ball inbounds. And they call Jalen Green with a foul. That's not an unusual occurrence. She picks up her first, team second. Coach Graham.
She's got a nose for action.
Always telling her to stop reaching. They throw it all the way ahead. The field, she missed the shot. Jones made her miss it. Kanaya got back quickly. Cardinal girls in transition. The East has her shot blocked by Brooklyn White, and Coach Speaks doesn't want to see his 6-foot-tall post player pick up a foul, but that's what happened. White with her first, team second. She got in foul trouble, Bobby, and missed most of the first half the last time these teams played.
And that was huge.
T. East, who missed her first two free throws, drops this one in. Paris scored the first basket. It's been seven straight by GRC since, and Annette Miller in. McKeely Tabor checks out. Anaya Chestnut in and Kanaya Jones out as T. Yeast makes both free throws. Full court press. Paris throws over it. Fields has it right of the circle. Looking inside. Skip it left. Catch and shoot three by Mason. Hit the backboard only. It goes out of bounds. They say touch by Brooklyn White as she disagrees, but politely jogs down the floor. Chestnut throws it in the front court. Here's Stamper with a catch. Shovels it off to Green. Her three, good. Well, I don't know of a girl that's having a hotter month of January than Jalen Green.
Boy, she got that pass from Stamper and went right up with it on the baseline from the arc for the tray.
Mason and Fields play pitch and catch on the right side. Entry pass into Brooklyn White. She's at the right elbow. Diagonal pass to the left side. Paris will try to set it up. GRC tightens up defensively. Driving in, Kay Oliver. Lost the ball, and it's going to be picked up by T. East. Another turnover by Paris, their fifth. Green looking for another basket. She got it. Layup at the rim, and she's got seven off the bench.
Got the pass. Quickly got that pass from backcourt and took it strong here.
Chestnut with a steal. Off the press. Bounce pass to Stamper. Hang, shoots, missed the bank shot. On the follow, Mason's got it for Paris. Front court, they go up to White, spinning, ball fake, over Miller, banked it up and in. Size advantage, paid off there.
Paid off, cuts the lead to nine.
All the way, the length of the court, they throw the pass and T. East couldn't get it. Had a good look, just did not go down. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. GRC with a 13-4 lead, Paris with a ball. Cardinal girls going man-to-man. Left wing, now they drop it down, dump it into the paint. White, fade away. Good defense by Miller. Missed it. T. East rebound. Stamper released. Behind the back pass to Green. And they're going to say a foul. Kennedy made the right move. She gave it up on a two-on-one with a flashy pass, but a foul called.
Gave it up and was momentarily closed upon. Got hammered.
Foul is going to be on Fields. That is her first, team third. And we've got some new players coming in. T. East out, Kylie Chestnut in. Stamper gets a break, and Jalen Goodwin will run the point. Cardinal girls with the ball underneath the goal. Looking to get it inbounds. Miller has it. Her first touch of the ball goes to Chestnut. This is Kylie Chestnut. Big Euro step. Hey, how about that for a freshman move, Bobby?
Split two defenders on the way to the goal. 15-4 Lady Cards.
Paris with the ball in the front court. Double team. Miller and Goodwin all over, and the double team thrown in nowhere's land. Green with the steal. Goodwin. She missed the layup. Flying in there, though, is Chestnut. She goes to her sister, Kylie, who missed on the shot attempt. Green will spot up with a three. That's off the mark. And Brooklyn White corrals the rebound to settle things down. 2:15 to go in this opening quarter. White pushes it to front court. Lost her balance. Goes to the floor. Boy, and GRC just swarms the ball. But the kicks it out to Dumford. Dumford behind the back dribble. All she did was free herself long enough for White to get up off the floor. White at the foul line and a reach-in foul, and that will be on Annette Miller. Miller's got a tough roll. She's given up about five or six inches of height on White, and she's a freshman as well.
Yeah, a little age difference as well, but she'll mix it up.
White's a nice player. She drives the baseline, wanted to throw a pass, but impeded by Miller, and Coach Graham, with a perplexed look on his face, said, "My girl had her hands up." So that's a team fourth foul against GRC, second on Miller. They're going to call that a shot. And Coach Graham said
still
she was going to throw the ball.
Clock.
Free throw by White is good as the clock continues to run. They're both on. And some of the Cardinal fans a little perplexed on why the clock's still running. Free throw is missed. Chestnut got the rebound for the Cardinal girls in the front court. Pull up, shot, 15-footer. Missed it. Long rebound comes out. Jalen Goodwin drops it baseline. Kylie Chestnut with her three. Not there. Goodwin with her second offensive board. Drops it off to Green. Slipped the defense. Banked it up and in with the paint.
When you get three attempts, often that third one's going to go.
She scored down in the paint, and a nice bank shot by Green, and here's a deflection by Miller. It'll be a turnover by Paris, their eighth of the first quarter. GRC with the ball and a 17-5 lead. Goodwin had a three, passed it up, gives it to Miller. She'll shoot it. That was too strong, and it's out of bounds, and it will stay possession. No, they're going to say off GRC. Cardinal girls 1 of 5 shooting a three. They lead 17-5 with a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Skip pass into the front court. White skips it back, and here's Jalen Green with a steal. Driving, all alone, layup, put it in.
Those long, all the way across the court passes. If they're not quick, they're going to get pilfered.
11 points in the game for Jalen Green, and right now Coach Graham talking to one of the officials. As we've got a stoppage of play, I don't understand. As we've got 48 seconds, now they're running the clock again, ran two more seconds off of it. While it's a dead ball, and Cardinal girls will have the basketball underneath the goal. Green had scored. Miller has it, clock at 43. Goodwin, deep in the right corner, dribbles around, goes to Kylie Chestnut. High post pass, kick it out to Miller. Driving in, Annette got to the rim, lost it as she was putting it up, and Coach Speaks saying, "Why is it off on us?" But it'll go with the Cardinal girls underneath the basket. Miller in there to Kylie Chestnut, over to sister Anaya. Flashing high post, Miller calling for it, got it. 10-footer, good. I like seeing Annette Miller get back on track.
Yeah, she gathered herself from that pass from the top and had time to set it and stroke it home.
Another second chance scoring opportunity, as it'll be, they call the foul on Kylie Chestnut. That'll be her first, team fifth. So somebody's going to shoot free throws for Paris here with 16 and a half seconds to play in the first quarter. And the official will send his assigned player to the free throw line. That'll be Kay Oliver. Oliver will go to the free throw line. She averages 7 points per game for this Paris team. She is a junior, one of the upperclassmen, 5'9", and shot that one too hard. All Paris points, all five, are scored by Brooklyn White, and they're looking to get Kay Oliver in the books here.
Yeah, she needs a little help. Good.
Second free throw is good. Clock rolling, 15, throw it in the front court. Jalen Goodwin passed up a three, still with time, 9 seconds. Now she drives in, ball fake, put it up and in. Nice move.
Well, curled in from the left side across the lane and popped it home.
And another, they're going to call traveling on Paris, and that's a good thing because Jalen Green was right there and could have been saddled with that foul, which would have been her second, and two more free throws. But it's going to be side out with Miller throwing it in, and only 3/10 of a second. And the Green and the horn sound. First quarter comes to an end, and A lot of scoring by GRC as the Cardinal girls in this ball game. They have six players that have scored. It's 23-6 in favor of GRC over Paris. Bobby and I'll be back in 1 minute.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Horn sounds, second quarter about ready to go. And Tom Mullen spinning the tune there. Do you know that one, Bobby? Rod Stewart. Huh?
Yeah, I missed that one.
No. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Well, I needed a couple, just a little bit long of motion, man.
Zone defense by Paris. Batty Settles has checked in, and Kennedy Stamper's returned. They're out front as a guard, flashing high post. McKeely Tabor, a late whistle, but a foul. And I don't think Coach Speaks disagrees with the call. It was just late.
Yeah, the ball had already settled in the hands of the rebounder when the whistle came.
That's the first on McKenna, second on McKenna Fields, the first on Paris here in this quarter. And at the foul line, it'll be McKeely Tabor. McKeely coming off a 9-rebound effort. And one time thought of basically as a defensive specialist, an on-ball defender, has worked into a good mid-range jump shooter. And as I mentioned, 9 rebounds her last game out.
And she will play defense.
She will. Second free throw made by Tabor as well. Here comes GRC putting pressure on Paris in the backcourt, and the Lady Hounds are going to have to break this press to get it in the front court. They do with three passes, but then here's a steal by Maddie Settles. Took it away. Maddie goes to Tabor, to Yeast. Filling the lane is Jones, and she missed at the rim. Really liked that ball movement.
They did fine. They just didn't finish.
Kanaya Jones filled the lane beautifully, and T. Yeast got her the ball. Stamper out on top, defending the ball. Gets help, and here's Yeast got a steal, stepped in the passing lane. Her layup good at the other end.
Well, when you've got that much pressure up top, you can gamble from the bottom, and she stepped up and got that bucket.
Overplaying the passing lanes, and here's another steal from the passing lanes. Jones gave it up, got it back from Stamper, and put it in. That's what you call sharing the ball.
No question about it, but it's all starting at midcourt with those steals.
29-6, GRC opening up a big lead. Molly Mason, a double team, throws over the defense. Fields caught it, put it up and in. She had a quick release on that one, and a good thing.
Needed it. That's exactly right.
Yeast goes to Jones. Tabor got in the paint, double team, couldn't get it shot off. They go to Settles, drop it baseline. Stamper with a three ball, shot it too strong. Rebound chased down by Tabor. Into Jones, and Jones shot it short. T. Yeast having some good vision tonight. She'll always share the ball, but making the right pass.
Well, that could be a sign of something that Coach Graham wanted them to do, having come off that loss the other day. They didn't share it as well as he would have liked.
Yeast takes it from Jones, flashing across the lane, right of the blocks is Tabor. She couldn't get it off with White on her. Throws it to Yeast. Yeast back into Tabor. Tabor's going to bring Brooklyn White out. That opened it up for Kanaya Jones, who put it up and in.
McKaylee with a nice pass from the wing as she was slashing to the goal.
6 points in second chance scoring for the Cardinal girls as they open up a 31-8 lead. Brooklyn White got to the foul line, front court, ball fakes, pivots around, missed the shot, rebounded by Jones.
throws it the length of the floor. Yeast caught it, kick it out to Stamper. Pull up, 15-footer, left of the lane, ride it down.
You know that one's going to go. 33-8, Lady Cards, 5:26 left in the second.
Stamper, a team-leading scorer and averaging 11 a game. She's trying to steal it from Brooklyn White, who put one up from 15 feet at the foul line, and T. Yeast with the rebound and missed, goes to Settles. Maddie drives in and took it right to the basket, and a foul called. She wanted to attack, and Molly Mason moving backwards, and that's a good recognition there by Settles. Bobby, when you see that defender backpedaling, drive it right at him.
Take it right at the defender, and chances are you're going to get an attempt at maybe an end one.
Settles with a free throw. She puts it in. Now seven different Cardinal players have scored in this girls' game. Excuse me, make that many more than seven. 10 Cardinal girls have scored in this game. Settles goes 1 of 2 at the foul line. Paris with a rebounded miss into the front court. White wanted to take off, and yeah. Wanted to get a head start, and Kanaya Jones just presented defense and turned it over. Cardinal girls have not made a turnover in this first half, and there's 5 minutes to play in it, while they have forced Paris into 13 miscues. Zone defense by the Lady Hounds. They'll match up down on the blocks. Jones screens for Stamper. Stamper with Brooklyn White closing out. Missed the three. Comes out on the rebound. Jones has it. Yeast looking. Lob pass. Jones got it back. Shot blocked by White. Put it up in traffic and scored.
Again, sharing the ball. Got it in there for the deuce.
Six in the game for Kanaya Jones all in this quarter. Stamper got a steal. 3-on-2, bounce pass to Green, missed it at the rim. Coach Speaks standing, it's all the action's occurring right in front of him because that's where the Cardinal girls are doing their work, at the rim. That foul will be on Tori Dunford, her first, team third. Jalen Green goes to the free throw line. Big first half for Jalen Green. She had 11 in the first quarter alone. Knocks down that free throw. She and Kennedy Stamper, they may not know it, engaged in a little bit of a competition for the team lead in scoring. Free throw missed there by Green. She's got 12 in the game. They got the ball back. Stamper to T. Yeast. Spot up three. Shot it too hard. Green with the offensive board. Brings it out on the dribble. Hands it to Stamper. 15-footer. Missed that shot. Stamper a little bit of a fadeaway with the defense closing on her. Paris with the ball. Midway through the second quarter. Brooklyn White. Travel there, no call. They go to Dunford. Drop it back to White. She's on the blocks. Missed a little fadeaway down on the right block. Stamper got the rebound. Goes to Yeast. Jones filled the lane. Oh. Couldn't finish. Got her own board. Powered it up. That won't go. Another rebound, and Jones adding to her board total, but having trouble getting it in. She's got a coy grin on her face, and she looks at Coach Graham and the coaching staff at the Cardinal bench. Fourth team foul against Paris. That's the second on Mason. Kanaya Jones at the free throw line. Strong player, leading rebounder on this club. That free throw is missed.
Brooklyn White taking a much-needed break. She is whipped.
Yeah, she's played a lot of minutes.
Oh, heavens, yes.
She has 5 of their 8 points.
A lot of running up and down the court in vain.
Jones missed both free throws, and it's 37-8. Cardinal girls with the lead. Paris with the ball. Jones got a steal. 15 turnovers by the Lady Hounds. Green to Stamper, 3-ball, missed it. Weak side rebound, batted around, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Paris. Cardinal girls, 1 of 9 in shooting the three. Kanaya Jones out, Annette Miller back in. T. Yeast takes a break while Jalen Goodwin checks in. Anaya Chestnut, Jalen Goodwin, Kennedy Stamper, Jalen Green, and Annette Miller on the floor. Leading 37-8, Cardinal girls. Here's a steal by Jalen Goodwin. Goodwin, left side Stamper, passed up a three. Kennedy skips it to Green. Her spot up three, looks short, and it is short. Hustle for the ball. Stamper got the rebound. She's pinched on the baseline, throws it out to Goodwin, the official, tried to dance out of the way. It goes out of bounds. First turnover of the game by the Cardinal girls.
Credit that one to the stripes.
Yeah, he tried to get out of the way.
He did.
Paris gets the ball. Cardinal girls, little zone, three-quarter zone. Not a lot of pressure, but enough. But Dumfert launched a three and missed it. Miller claims the rebound, and that in a hurry. Throws it in the front court. Work it left side to Stamper. Stamper driving in, split the defense, left-hand runner, too strong. Dumfert with the ball for Paris, angles off to the left. Goodwin checks her there in the front court. Molly Mason has only shot one shot. She started the game. She's a junior, 5'9", hands it off to Dumfert. Jalen Green, though, cut her off and took it away. Three on one, Green at the rim, put it in.
She gathered herself at the point of attack and laid that one in.
In this ballgame, 14 points for Jalen Green off the bench. Cardinal girls leading here 39-8 with 2:15 to play and a foul. Second on Green, team first of this second quarter. Kylie Chestnut in. Kennedy Stamper gets a breather. Kennedy goes out having scored 4 points. Picked up a couple of offensive rebounds as well in this first half. Cardinal fans traveling pretty good here
tonight.
Still coming in.
Nice group.
Driving it down as Dumfert goes all the way to the corner as Anaya Chestnut turned her over to Jalen Goodwin. And Goodwin talking to Coach Graham, did you want to switch off or stay slide through it? He wants them covered, and they force the turnover. Chestnut to Anaya Chestnut. At the rim, didn't crawl over. Miller, offensive board, put it up, put it in.
Just too active, too strong, too quick, and getting a lot of shots, and 41 points here in the first half.
Paris nearly turned it over with Chestnut and Goodwin on the double team. 41-8, GRC girls leading here. Paris looking to get the ball inbound. It's deflected. Brooklyn White, who's checked back in for the Lady Hounds, throws a pass, and Mason or no one could run that one down.
Yeah, they're doing their best to try to get in some kind of flow, but this pressure has just got the Lady Hounds all out of sorts.
Zone defense by Paris whenever there's a half-court opportunity is going to the floor with it, dragging it out of there is McKenna Fields. Only the second turnover by GRC. Paris gave it right back. Goodwin with the runner. Banked it up and put it in.
Boy, she took that one strong with authority and was able to sneak it up over the rim.
Minute 15, clock rolling. Spot up shot by Fields, missed it. Anaya Chestnut got the rebound. That was a long shot by Fields. Throw it to Green. Over to Chestnut, who was trailing the play, and Kylie Chestnut will go to the free throw line with 63 seconds to play here in the first half.
The Cards up 35.
Kay Oliver with a foul, her second. That's going to be Chestnut at the line. Five fouls as a team, and I like little Kylie Chestnut's game. She's a dandy softball player, too.
What you call an athlete.
Yes. These girls are really solid players. It goes one of two at the foul line. I guess you're going to complain. GRC hasn't shot the three or the free throw well, but they've hit layups. Driving shot banked up and in. Brooklyn White, right side of the lane, banked it in.
Nice drive by her going to her strong side.
Green over to Miller, perimeter passing, sets Chestnut, her three-point shot, missed it, tried to follow her own miss, kept it alive, and it's out of bounds off of Chestnut, and Paris will get the ball. 1 of 11 shooting the three-point shot. That's the GRC number tonight.
Yeah, they haven't shot well, but they certainly have command of this game.
44-10 with 25 seconds to play in the first half. Kylie Chestnut got a steal over to Jalen Goodwin looking for her third layup, and she hit it.
18 seconds left, 46-10, first half.
10 different Cardinal girls have scored in this game. Brooklyn White wanted to take off. She forgot the ball. Goodwin got a steal. Annette Miller got it at the rim and missed the layup. Shot put up and batted out of bounds by Kylie Chestnut. Miller trying the left-handed layup. And with just under a second to play, GRC with the ball underneath their goal. Out to Green, horn sounds, that'll do it. First half comes to an end, and we had some balance last night. We've got it again tonight. The Cardinal girls scored 23 in each quarter. You do the math. It adds up to a 46-10 lead here at halftime over Paris High School. Cardinal girls 46-10 with the lead. We'll be back. In 2 minutes, we got a halftime show, game scoring stats and summary all headed your way when we return in 2 minutes.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with you at Paris High School, where the Cardinal girls lead Paris Lady Hounds at halftime by a score of 46-10. Cardinal girls rolled up 23 points in the first quarter and followed that up with another 23-point performance in the second quarter. 10 different Cardinal girls have scored in this ball game, and we've got some stats and game summary that'll be coming your way. We'll take another 2-minute break. When we return, we'll have more halftime show coming up after this.
Wellness is a choice. So when moments matter, you need compassionate care and clinical experience that's close to home. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center. From emergency care to welcoming your newest family member, Clark is here. Here for you, your family, and your community. So choose caregivers who will see you as family. Choose treatment you can rely on. Clark knows you have a choice. Choose well. See what makes Clark the right choice for you at clarkregional.org.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org. Yeah,
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doubleheader tonight in high school basketball at Paris High School. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me, and the girls get things underway, and they lead at halftime by a score of 46-10. As before we went to the break, as 23 points in each quarter, and they just started steamrolling, Bobby. We've had 10 different Cardinal girls score in this game, and they forced 21 turnovers in the first half.
21 turnovers, especially out in the open court, is going to lead to a lot of easy shots. And to their discredit, they have missed a bunch of those going to the rim and have not shot well from three, but have been so extremely dominant in every phase that they have total command here with a 46-10 lead.
An interesting observation, the layups that are missed, usually on the left side, driving in from the left side and trying to finish with that left hand, but as Bobby described, they just haven't made a high percentage of those layups they've made, but some of the shots, they've left some points on the floor, but they've got 46, and that's good enough for a running clock to begin this second half.
Yes, their defense has just been totally dominant, and Paris may have had one second chance opportunity in that first half. Maybe not. I cannot remember one.
They did not. Looking at some of the team numbers, Cardinal girls, only one of 11 from three-point shooting, and that three-point shot owned by Jaylen Green. The Paris Lady Hounds, they went 0 for 3 from behind the arc. Turnovers in the game, 21 committed by Paris, only 2 by GRC. Second chance scoring, it's a 10-0 edge in favor of GRC. Fast break scoring, it's a 16-0 edge for GRC. At the foul line, Cardinal girls 7 of 14. That could be better, I guess.
Absolutely.
2 of 4 is Paris at the free throw line. For the Lady Hounds, in scoring in the first half, Brooklyn White, she has 5 of their 10 points. Other scoring, 2 points for McKenna Fields, and Kay Oliver made 1. There were 3 other Paris Lady Hound players that played but failed to score in the first half. For the Cardinal girls, a lady whose game is on the rise, Jaylen Green, mentioned that the month of January has just been fantastic for her. She's got 14 points in this first half. She had 11 of those, in the first quarter alone. So she's averaged 14 points per game this entire month of January. She has been in double figures, including this game, her last 12 ball games. So her game has really risen, and she comes off the bench. She's got 14 in the game. Balanced scoring after that for the Cardinal girls. 6 for Kanaya Jones, 6 points for Jaylen Goodwin, 4 points scored by Annette Miller. We had 4 points for Kennedy Stamper, as T.E. scored 4 as well. 3 in the game for Kylie Chestnut, 2 points each for McKeely Tabor and Anaya Chestnut, 1 point scored by Maddie Settle. So every Cardinal girl that played scored in the first half. Cardinal girls out on the floor going through their warm-up and shoot around as Coach Graham had his girls in there just a brief time. Now Paris, they emerge from the locker room, and it'll be a running clock in this second half with GRC owning a 46-10 lead. And, Bobby, if your coach speaks, you're 2-15 against the Cardinal girls. You know, I guess you just try to work on some things.
Well, just, improve, and you could see.
Ball handling.
Ball handling and ball movement and spacing. And, you want to space the floor, but you can't space it too much to the point to where those passes aren't crisp enough.
Yeah, too much air. Right.
In order to get to their destination. And GRC has just laid back and waited and been opportunistic in going for theft after theft in that first half.
Sure have. They have anticipated well, and as Bobby described, shot that passing lane and jumped those passes and picked them off. And again, I guess Coach Speaks talking about a press offense, but I don't imagine we're going to see a lot of pressure defense second half. Full court anyway by GRC. We'll step aside. They never know. Might open it up 5 minutes in the third quarter, try that, and then back it off. We'll step aside. Final 30-second break. Second half play coming up after this brief message.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
It'll be Paris with the basketball at midcourt. Cardinal girls send out Anaya Chestnut, Kanaya Jones, T. Yeast, Kennedy Stamper, and McKeely Tabor. Paris with the ball, and they got a clock issue, and they say, let's start it back over.
Yeah, it finally got going there after he blew the whistle.
Young guy running the clock. He's not had a good, easy run of it. It doesn't seem to bother him, though. He's all smiles. At least he's not stressed.
No, not a bit.
Paris girls with the ball. GRC going man-to-man. Pushed out front, and here's a kicked ball that's going to roll out of bounds. T. Yeast chasing it down, and GRC will get the turnover.
Did you see that gate going after that ball? She almost got to that son of a gun.
T. Yeast on a sprint. Now we know why she's a track star, right?
Goodness gracious, yes. Three-time last year.
Turnover here gives it to GRC, their first possession of this third quarter as the clock rolls this entire second half. Zone defense by the Paris Lady Hounds, flashing high post. Kanaya Jones with a ball fake, bounced it. McKeely Tabor passed it up. They go back to Jones. She turns right into the defense and put up a little soft floater.
Well, the defense didn't move. It just stayed stagnant, so she had a six-footer from right out top. 48-10 is the score.
Did not do a drop step to the baseline. Wheeled right into the lane. Here's Anaya Chestnut turning the dribble. Dumford hands it off to Brooklyn White. Anaya Chestnut on the switch. Skip it left side. Return it middle of the floor. Throw it baseline, and Paris had good ball movement, but maybe even overpassed and passed up a shot, and they turn it over. Here's a long pass into the front court. Kanaya Jones got pinned under the goal, hit the bottom of the backboard, and a foul called.
I think that was Anaya Chestnut with a nice pass from the other side of midcourt to her, and it gave her that opportunity to get the and one for the two-shot foul attempt.
Free throw by Jones is good. She puts a lot of rotation on her free throws. She missed her first two, but she knocks that one down. Nine in the game. Jones looking to get in double figures. Can't do it. Tabor got a rebound on the offensive board. Back to Jones. Followed it up and in.
So she got it, took it out on the floor, and then hit her cutting to the basket.
So instead of making the free throw, she makes it a three-point trip.
Yeah.
Kanaya Jones on the nice pass from Tabor. Jones pries the ball away from Brooklyn White and then dives on the floor to knock it out of bounds. Jalen Green checks in. Kennedy Stamper gets a breather. So this will, in all likelihood, put Anaya Chestnut running the point. They throw the ball in, and Brooklyn White has it, driving right side of the lane, throws up a shot and missed it. It'll be out of bounds. Possession will stay with Paris, as it'll be inbounded underneath their goal. 5 minutes to play here in the third, clock rolling. They throw it out to Brooklyn White, catches it near midcourt, stepping out on her, Kanaya Jones. They spread the floor, and they open the lane. They want White to go one-on-one. She angles off to the right. Ball fake. Tried an up and under. Bank shot. Not there. Rebounded by McKenna Fields, and that was one of their first times in the game they had a chance for an offensive putback.
I think you're right.
Foul on Jalen Green, her third. And again, that's the only thing that slows her down is her propensity to foul. Anaya Chestnut comes out. Kennedy Stamper returns for the Cardinal girls, who lead here 51-10. Inbound pass. Stamper all over Dumford. Dumford, one of the top scorers, averages 9 a game for Paris. And this one, though, she hasn't scored. They look for her, but instead they throw it out to Mason. Mason hands it off to Brooklyn White, 6 feet tall. White's going to take a three, dribbled it up, shot it too hard. McKeely Tabor with a rebounded miss. Goes into the front court. Jalen Green had a mid-range jumper, passed it up, finds Yeast over to Stamper. Three-point shot off the rim, batted off the board. Four different players touched it, and finally Brooklyn White has it. Throw it in the front court. Spot up three by Molly Mason off the back iron. Long rebound comes out to Dumford, and then Jones took it away from her to Stamper. Layup good on the other end. Stamper with a left-handed finish.
She's got great hands, left and right, and tremendous instincts.
Approaching 3 minutes to play here in this third quarter that has moved very quickly. Ball out of bounds. Anaya Chestnut checks in. T. Yeast goes out. Yeast with four in the game. Anaya Chestnut, she has 2 points. So the officials right now, time. And don't know what they're doing, but we get ready to go. They're letting that clock roll. Dumford drives it to the right side. Throw it on the baseline to Mason. She runs into a double team. Green got a hand on it. Jones picks up the loose ball. Jones with a lead bounce pass to Stamper, and she was forced out of bounds down there by Kay Oliver, and GRC will keep the basketball.
Tough for the Lady Hounds to even get a shot.
Well, it's not easy. That's and GRC's made it hard on a lot of teams.
You're right.
Stamper bounce pass to Jones, kick it out to Chestnut. High post to McKeely Tabor. She's in the paint, left of the lane, got to the block, out to Green. Jaylene back to McKeely, spot up three, a rare shot. It rolled in.
Good for her.
Only the second three by the Cardinal girls here in the game tonight.
She does a yeoman's job every night doing the little things, so it's nice for her to be rewarded with a three.
For McKeely Tabor, she is now 3 of 11 shooting that three. That is only her third on the season, and ball pried away from the hands of Brooklyn White, and the foul will go on Tabor, her second, team second. T. Yeast checks in. Kanaya Jones goes out. Cardinal girls with a huge lead. Minute 15 to play in the third. It's moving quickly. They wanted to throw it into White. She got it. Tabor steps out on her. They overplay the passing lanes. And White wants to go one-on-one. She's got to be a weary lady. She plays in the post, and they want her to handle the ball as well. Turnover by White. Here come the Cardinal girls. Chestnut hands it off to T. Yeast. Back to Chestnut between the circle. High post to Tabor. Out to Stamper. Good ball movement. Matter of who wants to shoot it. Stamper says, I will. She missed the three from the left baseline. Yee got the rebound. Shovels it off to Tabor. She can't get it up and in on the follow. Cardinal girls, 2 of 14 shooting the three, but they've got a commanding lead. That may be an understatement. Ball knocked away, turned over. Here's Stamper on a run out. She had released. She got to the rim, put it in.
She was out front, and when the pilfer came, she was able to streak out for the bucket.
15 on the clock. Clock rolling. Now down to 12. Paris with the ball. Still out on the perimeter. McKeely Tabor deflects it. Jalen Green picks it up. Green in a foot race. Bounce pass to Taylor. Back to Green. Bank shot. Good at the horn. And Jalen Green picks up the basket. Her first in the third quarter. But she's had a wonderful game as she's got 16 here in the contest. Cardinal girls up by 50. We've got one quarter to play. We'll be back after this. brief message.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bank Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Fourth and final quarter, and GRC with a ball and a fresh five in the game. Backdoor cut, Miller to Kylie Chestnut, who put it in.
Caught the zone defense ball watching, and it was an easy play for the Cards for that ball movement.
Late whistle, but a foul, and Madeline Settles will own that foul at the free throw line. Kyla Crutcher will go there. First on GRC in the fourth. The Cardinal girls have on the floor, they've got J.D. Bowsler, also Annette Miller, Jalen Goodwin, Madeline Settles, and Kylie Chestnut. Crutcher missed a free throw. She has one more coming. Coach Peek's walking the sideline. He's used one timeout this entire game, and it's been a runaway train in this Cardinal girls game tonight.
They finally got a point this half.
Settles right wing, straight away to Goodwin, high post to Miller, 10-footer in the lane, too strong, rebounded in there, bounce pass, Bowsler found Chestnut somehow in the paint, but couldn't make the shot. White driving it right side, Annette Miller's had plenty of that tonight, and she won that one. She knocked it away, got the ball in the front court, out to Jalen Goodwin, spot up three, rimmed it off. Bowsler got the rebound, Settles, 18-footer, won't go. Kylie Chestnut rebound, puts it up. Brooklyn White flying at her. GRC missed on three attempts.
They have not shot well.
In the front court, stop and go by Crutcher. Settles tightens up on her. Maddie's got her covered, five counts on, and it's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Hounds on their end of the floor.
Approaching 6 minutes, 51-point cushion.
Brooklyn White comes out, gets a breather, and it'll be Paris ball underneath their goal. Lady Hounds coming off a win. Here's Miller. She got a steal, layup, and got it to go. Well, there's a left-hand layup that
and
went.
And was fouled.
And was fouled, so an and one coming. Annette Miller off the steal and the finish. Oliver picks up her third. Annette Miller at the line. Three dribbles. Shot on the way, and it's good. She completes a three-point play. A lot of fast break scoring for GRC. Here's a three-point shot that's missed by Paris. Kylie Chestnut with a rebound to Goodwin. Bowsler over across to Maddie Settles. Cardinal girls, they missed their share of layups. Now, they've scored a lot on layups in transition buckets, but Coach Graham just kind of shaking his head with seeing these girls miss these layups.
If they've missed one, they've missed 15. Easy. And most of them really not under duress.
Either trying to, like you say, finish with the left hand or got too deep under the goal.
Just too anxious.
But they've got a commanding lead. Paris with the ball. GRC with a huge lead. Entry pass goes in. It's deflected. Finally, a three-point shot put up and missed by Paris. Driving is Miller. fouled on the layup, and she'll go to the line for another and-one opportunity.
Annette Miller sure does streak out of there. You wouldn't think she would have that type of quickness, but her hands are good. She moves with the ball and is very strong and can finish in contact.
Thought she kind of was not the Miller that we had seen play here a few games, but boy, she's back now. I'm glad to see she's picked up her shooting eye, and she's made two and one layups and has picked up a couple of steals in the time she's been on the floor. And she goes out to take a break right now. She's in double figures, picked up 10 points in this game.
Under 4 minutes, Joel.
Yeah, we're moving right on. Well, it's top of the hour, so we're on schedule. Maddie Settles turning Crutcher on the dribble. Crutcher with a five count on her, checking into the game, Leah Howard. She went for the steal, didn't get it, but altered the shot, and a three-point shot is missed. Coming away with it, GRC. Settles in the front court with Fields on her. Cardinal girls running against this man-to-man. As Coach speaks, Paris, he's put in some reserves, and Coach Graham has as well. Basler, 15-footer, right of the lane, missed that shot. Kylie Chestnut kept it alive but couldn't hold it. Goes out of bounds.
But again, sharing the ball. They're not afraid to pass it. Everybody's missed shots.
They have tonight.
And yet everybody's made shots virtually.
2:40 to play in this game. Cardinal girls with a huge lead, 68-11. As Paris trying to add some points. They miss a three. And right now the Lady Hounds, they are 0-for-9. From behind the arc, and a loose ball as Leah Howard tried to push it into the front court, and a foul in the back court. That'll be on Brooklyn White, her second, team's third. Cardinal girls have the ball, and they bring it the length of the court with 2:15 to play in this game. It has moved fast. Paris with only 1 point in this second half, and it has moved fast with a running clock. Settles, crosses midcourt. Dumford on her. Madeline gets to the right elbow, pulls it back out on the dribble. Circle around, get it to Howard, hands it off. Here's Kylie Chestnut, drives in, split the defense, and got under the basket, missed the shot. Jalen Goodwin comes in. Madeline settles out for the Cardinal girls.
Yeah, she was intent on taking that to the basket, but got a little too deep with her final Euro step.
Minute and a half to play. Dumford trying to shake the defense of Howard. Can't do it. Throws a high post pass. In there is Emma Cecil. Lob pass. White got good. It. Put it up and in. That's their first basket in the second half. It comes with a minute 15 to play. Jalen Goodwin quickly in the front court. She runs into a double team. They go to Leah Howard. Howard hands it off. Give and go to Chestnut as Brooklyn White blocked the shot off Kylie Chestnut. Possession to Paris.
The bounce pass led her right into Brooklyn's wingspan, and she just knocked it off of her out of bounds.
Paris with the ball in the front court. Cardinal girls playing man-to-man. Lady Hounds get it over there with the ball down as Crutcher. She passed up a shot. A lot of dribbling. And that's not going to equate to anything real positive. Steal by Chestnut. Goodwin with a layup. At the other end.
With 25 seconds to go, the Lady Cards hit 70.
They're averaging 67 a game, and this will help that average a little bit. Turnover there by the Lady Hounds.
They don't even have to bring it across midcourt.
No, Coach Graham tells them that. Just hold it up. You're fine right there, he says. Just hold the ball. So the horn sounds as it's a 70-13 win for the GRC girls. So the Cardinal girls pick up their 21st win tonight as they take care of Paris, number one seed in the district tournament. That was Coach Graham. That's what he said was goal number one, and he got it, Bobby.
Got it tonight and got it in a breeze. Although they didn't shoot well, their intensity and energy certainly carried the day.
Again, it's a 70-13 finish for the Cardinal girls. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have game scoring, stats, and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes right here on WWKY.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
The third winningest program in Kentucky high school girls basketball history. They win tonight. Cardinal girls, third overall in the state in all-time wins as a girls high school program. And they add to that total tonight in a mighty way. It was 70-13. Cardinal girls getting the win there. And set the tone early. Had a big lead at halftime. We had a running clock beginning the third quarter. Coach Robbie Graham, his girls now move to 21-2 overall, while Paris, the Lady Hounds, they fall to 4-15. And Cardinal girls, you know, this was a game that, I guess you're not going to shoot real well from the field, but like you said, they had plenty of shots, so they had their looks.
They definitely did, and created by and large by their athleticism and their defense, because there were a lot of out on the floor turnovers, live ball turnovers that actually resulted in attempts at or near the goal. They made a good percentage of those, but I'm sure Coach Graham would agree that they didn't make near as many as he would like them to make in the future. But irrespective of that, they were just totally dominant from stem to stern, and certainly won this one in convincing fashion.
Looking at some of the numbers in this ball game, the main number, 70-13. That was the score as the Cardinal girls pick up this win. GRC, they shot 2 of 14 from three-point range, while Paris took 9 attempts at three-point, didn't make any. Cardinal girls turned it over 2 times, and Paris, they were forced into 30 turnovers in this ball game. Other numbers, GRC had a 14-0 edge in second-chance scoring. They had a 30-0 edge in fast break scoring. Cardinal girls would shoot 10 of 18 at the foul line. Paris, they went 3 of 6. For the Lady Hounds, 9 of the 13 points scored by Brooklyn White. You had 2 points for McKenna Field, 1 point each for Kyla Crutcher and Kay Oliver. For the Cardinal girls, 16 points in the game for Jalen Green. That led all scorers, and 11 of hers came in the first quarter of play as she came off the bench. 11 scored by Kanaya Jones. We had 10 points for Annette Miller in the ballgame. Those three ladies hit double figures. 8 points each for Jalen Goodwin and Kennedy Stamper. 5 points scored by Kylie Chestnut. You had five also by McKeely Tabor. 3 points for T. Yeast in the game. You had 1 point scored by Madeline Settles in this contest. Leah Howard, Emma Cecil, and J.D. Bowser all played as well, but failed to score. So it ends up being a 70-13. Cardinal girls win. Bobby and I will take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up and get ready for second part of our doubleheader. Boys action straight ahead here on WWKY.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Again, a final. It's Cardinal girls winning 70-13 over Paris. Boys out on the floor right now going through their warm-ups as we get ready for the second part of our doubleheader. Again, Cardinal girls 70, Paris 13. Right now, we'll send it back to the station, and Tom will take care of you during this transition time as he will catch you up with whatever programming he has in store. I'm sure he's got some good music lined up on the library and information coming your way. Stay with us, though. Second half will be coming up, so we will rejoin with the pregame in about 12 minutes right here on WWKY.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.